And now as we move through hour number three, we are joined by the head basketball coach at Texas Tech. Third season with the Red Raiders, National Coach of the Year, two-time Big 12 Coach of the Year. He led Texas Tech to its first Big 12 regular season title this season. He led the Red Raiders to the championship game and the best season in school history. Good friend of the program, Chris Beard, joins us once again. Chris, it is great to have you back. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. Glad to be on.
Good to have you on. So let me start right here. Jared Culver said that you had told them before the Final Four, the plan was work your asses off at the Final Four, but enjoy it as well. Remember, you got to smell the roses. Chris, now that you've had a few days, when you look back on the Final Four, what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories do you have now?
Oh, it's still kind of new, Jim. It still kind of stings, but just getting better every day. But I think above all, man, what a special team. Like, we got back to Lubbock, you know, and the pain of being so close was real. But guys just kind of stay connected, man. Like, guys, the next day we're back in the gym, even our seniors, you know, working on their games, back in the weight room. So I think as time goes on, the thing I'll remember most about this team is our culture. And it really was a team, man. These guys loved each other.
Chris Beard joining us. So let's talk about a few of these guys, like Brandon Francis. He was walking off the court with you. And he said to you, quote, "I'm sorry." Then he turned to the Texas Tech fans. He said the exact same thing. What's that tell you about him and how badly he wanted that for you and for his teammates and for the fans?
Yeah, Brandon was special, man. He's one of my all-time favorites. I think I'll kind of tell that story forever as long as I coach. I mean, to me, that's an ultimate, like, description of accountability. And obviously, you know, we all kind of felt that way. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't coach a little bit better, maybe – somehow, some way, figure out a way to score one more point in regulation, we'd be national champs. But I thought Brandon's approach to handling that adversity was kind of the ultimate example of, like, accountability, you know. And so that was special. But, you know, obviously we have so much respect for Virginia, big-time program, Coach Bennett's, like, the definition of class. So if you have to finish second to somebody, you know, Virginia is the kind of program that you want to be associated with in a game like that.
Texas Tech head coach Chris Beard joining us. You know, Francis, God, I thought the guy was amazing. I thought the guy, his heart in that game, I thought was absolutely amazing, and certainly not just him. But, you know, you just mentioned, Chris, without me bringing it up, you mentioned Tony Bennett. You mentioned Virginia. Right after that game, Chris, I thought you gave one of the most gracious post-game interviews imaginable, given the situation, knowing all the emotions that you had to be feeling in that moment. How were you able to talk to your team and then to reporters after a game like that, which even you admit still stings right now?
Yeah, it was tough. Probably the toughest locker room I've ever had to be in, because I just felt like we did everything and we deserved to win too. And, you know, I tell the guys all the time, I told them before the Final Four, including the Michigan State game, guys, look, we're not going to lose, man. That's just not going to happen. Now, we might run out of time, but we're not losing. And I thought that's exactly what happened in the Virginia game. I really don't think we lost. I think we just ran out of time. But like I told the guys, you know, the other guys are trying to, and the other guys are doing things the right way, and the other guys deserve victory as well. And I thought Virginia, you know, they beat us. They made some incredible shots down the stretch. They're so poised. The run they made in this year's tournament is obviously worthy of championship, but I don't think that takes anything away from our guys. I thought we were right there.
Chris, one more thing about your guys. I'm trying to figure this out. There was this great photo from your locker room after the game. Francis is holding hands with Matt Mooney and Tariq Owens, comforting them. These are three guys that were not even teammates at this time last year. How are you personally able to develop such strong bonds so quickly? And then how much pride do you have in that taking hold the way it does?
I mean, the ultimate pride, to me, it's like one of the best things I've ever been associated with. And it was real, too, you know. It wasn't fluff, man. Like, you know, sometimes in sports you see the fluff, you know, like team on three, but guys don't really mean it. You know, it's kind of like growing up. I remember going to church camp when I was a kid. Last day of camp, you know, you get on the dock and you stand up and you say what church camp meant to you and all this. And then 2 days later, when you get back to reality, all that stuff was fluff. But this wasn't fluff. This was a real team. These guys care about each other. These were real relationships. I mean, I think is one of the best teams, you know, in the history of college basketball in terms of where we started, you know, picked last in our league. Nobody giving us a chance to be in a tournament team. Then all of a sudden playing on the last Monday and sending the game to overtime. But it was real. It was real relationships. And really it's the culture now is rolling here at Tech, and we look forward to getting back in the fight, you know, sooner than later.
All right, so talking about that, getting back in the fight, Chris Beard joining us right now. You and I have talked in the past about the fact that you had that huge year last season, and then you lost six of your leading scorers, including an All-American and a first-round pick, and then you come right back and you have an even better year. You're going to have talent, or you're going to lose talent after this season, but I know you're not looking to take a step back. So what's the approach? How do you attack next season?
Yeah, just day to day. You know, yesterday the recruiting period started at noon, and all of our recruiting coaches, including myself, were out. And you know, this is what I enjoy, kind of putting the team together. You and I talked before. I'm not really a big technology guy. I just got an old spiral, and I got a highlighter and a pencil and a pen. And I really don't have an iPad or nothing. I wish I had one of those Big Chief tablets. You remember the Big Chief tablet?
The Big Chief tablet. Let me think. No, which?
Yeah, when I was in elementary school, man, we had the Big Chief tablet. It, like, swung up, like, vertically instead of, like, horizontally. But anyway, sorry, random moment there.
Anybody
out there listening still has a Big Chief tablet, please send it to Lubbock, Texas. but back to what I enjoy is just kind of putting the team together. So, you know, yesterday I kind of closed the spiral for the Final Four team, and we opened up the new spiral, and it starts by looking at the returning players, what we can do to get them better, and then certainly recruiting this spring. We got to get some things done and getting the guys back in the weight room. And so the pain of being so close, you know, will eventually kind of disappear with the hope and the optimism of putting this next year's team together.
We're talking to Chris Beard. Send a Big Chief tablet. In fact, I'm looking at one right now, man, on Amazon.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, I got one, my man. I think probably you could afford one of those. You're doing pretty well right now.
Yeah.
This one costs $4.95. I'm looking at that. You keep your stuff in peachy folders too? You got that spiral? I love that.
Yeah, I've always
got a trapper
spiral,
keeper.
Man.
You got one of those?
I remember it too. You know the spirals where the papers kind of tear off? To me, that's not a spiral, man. Like, if you want the loose leaf paper, just get the loose leaf paper. If you're going to get the spiral, get the spiral.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly right. Chris Beard joining us. Exactly. You know, you're talking about how you're not about this, you're not about that. You and I are talking about, well, we are about the sweets, you know, like Lucky Charms. Except, my man, you sacrificed quite a bit over the course of the season, including ice cream, candy, cake, and beer. Maybe the four best things in the world, and you put all of them aside during the season. What was the thinking behind that?
Just sacrifice, you know. We'd studied LeBron James. They say he gives up social media during the playoffs. And Tom Brady, who's supposed to be kind of a guy that enjoys a cold beer from time to time, gives it up during the season. And at our team retreat this year with our team, we just said, hey, let's make some sacrifices this year. So, you know, like the common sacrifice with the players that I didn't think was that big a deal until I kind of understood it more. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, they're like addicted to Netflix and stuff, watching all this TV late at night. So, a lot of our players, including our seniors, said, hey, no Netflix after 9 p.m. Some of our coaches, hey, no fried food and stuff like that. But just the idea of being disciplined and making a sacrifice during the run. So I will say this, man, as much as it hurt when that buzzer went off and Virginia beat us, I was connected with a beer and some salted caramel ice cream pretty quick.
Oh, my man, how'd that taste? I mean, I understand it hurt, but how did that taste?
Unbelievable.
So, Chris, if you deny yourself that whole time and you finally run into a cold one, what kind of beer?
You know, I think it was just what was at the hotel. I think it was just a silver bullet. The mountains were blue. but I'm looking forward to getting into some IPAs here in the next couple of days.
Okay, how about that? What kind of IPAs are you looking at? I'm kind of late to that game, but I want to hear from you. What kind of IPAs are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm all over the place, but I really like fresh squeezed. And there's one that's out of Dallas, Texas called Deep Elm that's really good, too.
I like it. All right, so you're going to take any trips at all? You can afford yourself any time, or are you right back itching to get back in that fight and back on the grind?
Nah, we're back at it now. April, big recruiting. We'll get our guys graduated and set up in May, but probably late May we'll have some time to kind of reconnect with the rest of the world out there and hopefully get away for a couple of days in late May.
Good. Listen, I know you're going to get right back at it. I thought, Chris, honestly, I thought it was a legendary run. I thought it was a legendary season. I thought it was a legendary tournament. I thought it was a legendary championship game. And I agree. We talk about this in horse racing. You guys ran a winning race. You don't always win. You ran a winning race and came up just short. But I appreciate you. I thought it was absolutely amazing and really good to have you back on the show to talk about it. I know we'll do it again soon.
Thank you very much, Jim, for your kind words.
My man, Chris Beard, unbelievable coach, who's done an absolutely incredible job at Texas Tech.